Both Divnei Risha and Risha Nisak, because the say comes out drop by drop. So the pshat is that first some dam came out when it was chayim. So that dam is not tummy. So we have to know after the person dies and the drop comes out drop by drop, but each drop that falls in is like bottle barayv. But since each drop is bottle barayv, there should not be tumas mes on it. So Mora says, Zuchurus, right, Shapa Kamele Rabbon Abiyud. Zuchur Rabbonim say, very good, back to Abiyudah. How could this be a Sophic Tumim in Rabbonim? Look, each drop that comes out should be bottle barayv. And the Gemara says, Dor Abiyud Latam, Abiyud goes according to his own tam. The Yom Abiyud holds, Ein Dam Mavato Dam. That blood cannot be Mavato Dam, meaning Min Benin is not bottle according to Abiyudah. Therefore, even though the dam drips down into another dam that was dam tor, still, when you have Roiv Ravias comes out, the Achamisom, it would be Tomei. Rabbi Shimon Shimon says, what's going to be Tzolov? Allah is first as crucified like on a tree. Shedomai Shoises Lord says, dam is dripping down to the ground. Fenimtsa Tachta Ravias dam, before underneath him Ravias of dam. Tomei, that's called Ravias dam from a mace, it has tum on it. Rabbi Yudim et Rabbi Yudim says, no, in such a case the dam remains tor. Why? Shani Yom have a right to say that Tipa Shomisa, the tip drop of dam that comes out, Bishati's mace, Mashma, that's the main tipa that causes the Ravias of dam to come to me, is a Medesla Gabi Yais, could still be standing on top of the tree, not all the dam drips down. Therefore, he's Choshen, maybe that tipa is still on top, therefore the dam on the bottom has no tumma. Rabbi Yehuda Luchura, Nemi Ilanashi, he should say to himself, Shani Yom Tipa Shomisa, Medesla Gabi Amito, how come before by the bed where the mace was lying on the bed, don't we say they're also the same thing? So why do we say the blood on the floor and the gum is tamei, even though he owes ein dam of atodam? But maybe the main thing is the tipa that came out b'shasi died. Maybe that tipa of dam is still on top of the bed, just like you say by a tree. Maybe that tipa, that drop of blood, is on top of the tree. The Mora says no. Shani b'mita d'mechalcholo. A bed is different. Since the bed is like mechalcholo, holy like. It doesn't hold it up. It's porous. It comes out, so the dam for sure drips down. So there for sure, even the tipa that came out, b'shas, the person died, that tipa does get mixed up with the other dam. Therefore, he holds that's called like dam tfusa. That dam taka would be tummy. That dam has a din, revi's dam, that I call upon the midira bun, and has a tumas oil on it. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. Beginning, Hayyamun used to say, Hayyosheves Adam Tohor, an Isha, that let's say she gave birth, and after the 14 days of the Kaiva, then till the next 66 days, is called Dam Tohor. So an Isha that's sitting on the Dam Tohor is like this, she's allowed to fetch water to clean the Korban Pesach. Rashi says, Mora Mayim LePesach means, Mekliya Kli Lirchas Bayas Pesaya Pesach. That even though she herself assumes she is called a Tfulas Yom Aruch, because even though she goes to the Mikveh after the 14 days, but she's not Torah complete on the Gerta Kodshim until she brings the Korban on the 80th day. So from the 14th until the 80th day, those 66 days, she's called like a Tful Yom. So the Kiddush is still, she's allowed to pour water, or get the water, she could pour the water from one pitcher to another pitcher, like to wash the Korban Pesach with it. Rashi says, I will deny the name of the God, but she can't touch the water itself. She tfulas yom, because she's a tfulas yom. Because she told her she went to the mikveh after 2 weeks, and she doesn't have her ever shemesh, she's not torah completely, until the end of the day, then she could bring a korbanos. So therefore, it's called a tful yom. Rashi, the apostle says by tful yom, a tful yom really means somebody became tamei today, touched the sheretz, and he went to the mikveh. But still, the apostle says, b'chol kodesh lo sigi, can't touch any kodshim until it comes to Erev Shemesh. And the kaimel, Rashi says, we hold, when the apostle says b'chol kodesh, means the rabbi says a truma, it's marba the truma. O tful yom, yesheni, it's a sheni. O kishimara, when she pulls off the water, and in the Gathman, here she's not touching the water. Ella became, she's only touching the Kli, the vessel. And therefore, since she, at full yom, has locha v'sheni, v'sheni ain't imitam a Kli. So like the Mishnah says, even though she has a locha, like she's a sheni l'tuma, she's at full yom, still she's allowed to pour this water as long as she doesn't touch the water itself. That's called b'risheni yom, at the beginning we used to say,
that Hayashem is Adam Tor, Hayasamar, Ramayim Pesach. She's allowed to pour the water to wash the Korban Pesach. But Chozulov, then they retracted and said, Harehi Kemagia Tome Mace. No, that this Tfulus Yom has a loch as if she touched a mace, as if to say she's a Nervatuma. And therefore, she can't touch this Kli, because if she touches the Kli, she'll be the time of the Kli. So they gave her a deal like she was a Magia Tome Mace, Lekadishim. Kedivri Besil, these are words of like Besil. Beshami Yomrim, Af Ketame Mace. Not only Kemagia, not only if she's touching somebody that touched the mace, but as if she mamish touched the mace herself. So as she says, Chazul Lema to retract and said, Abigachum Yom, that Arei Kemagia Tame Mace, Shurishim Akachim. It's like she touched somebody that touched the mace. So therefore she becomes a Rishim. But only for Chulim. Only for Kachim, Avul Chulim, Lai, but for Chulim, she's not Tame at all. Hilkach, Afil Nagas Pemayim, he coined this man Yomanel, she can even touch the water, if she wants to. Because the Mayim really is Chulim here. And therefore Tfu Yom is only Yishenihu, and Yishenihu does not make a Shtishi B'chulim. Sadra B'chol Yulem was in one way to be Machim and one way to be Mekol. They retracted to say that Negeya to Kachim, she's Mamas like a Rishon Latum, not a Sheni but a Rishon. But Negeya to this water, that's not really meant for Kachim, it's only there to wash the water, so the water itself is Chulim. To wash the Pesach, therefore she's allowed to touch the water. She's not Matama the water. And they still, Beshami says that Negeya to Kachim, she's Mamas like a Tumma Meish, she's like an Avatumma. But again, only for Kachim, not for Chulim. So what's like this? First, the Mishnah says, Morin, she's allowed to pour the water out of the Kli, but Negas Le, she can't touch the water. I don't know, what do we see? At the Tanakhama, first they held that Chulin Shinas or Ataras HaKadosh is the Kodesh Dami. That this water, even though it's only water, it's only going to be used to wash it off, but since it's Nas or Ataras HaKadosh, it has the Locha like Kachim, and therefore this Isha cannot touch it. And the Rashi said, therefore Mahani Bo Shaini. Therefore, since she's a Shaini, a Shaini can be Matama this water. That's what the beginning they held. So the first question is, so I'm going to say, what does the Sefer, the Mishnah say? The Sefer says like this, that Chozul Lema then retracted and said, Chozul Lema, Harehi Kemagen, Tomei Mace the Kachim. And no, she's like touching somebody that touched the mace, but only the gate to Kachim. So the Deek is, Le Kachim, just she can't touch Kachim. But Lechulim Le, but stand to touch the water, she could touch the water. Alma, what do we see? That Chulin Shinas, or Ataras HaKadosh, is not the Kodesh Dami. Like this water, that's really Chulin, just you want to keep the Torah to be used like a Kodesh. So here we see why that's called like a Kodesh Dami. And therefore she's allowed to touch this water, because the water itself is not Kachim. So since she's only a Sheni does not make a Shlishi by Chulin. So at the beginning we held it is, we held no. So what's the Nechnami? I'll tell you, must this Tanishtu goes now according to Abishurli, the Tanya, Abishurl Omer, that full Yom, the person that touched the shores today, then he went to the mikveh, so he's a tful yom until nighttime, he is tchila l'kodesh. He has a locha like he's a tchila for kachim, which means a tam mishnayim, he could make a shen and the sheni can make a shlishi, v'lusalechot, then the shlishi makes the fourth thing, psul, but that's only the gate to kachim. But the gate to tairus ha-chumen, shenas ha-chumen, shenas ha-tairus ha-kodesh, that he holds is not called Kodesh Dami. That's Pshat Nechoz Ruleima. That the beginning Tzaka they held that the Sheet that is Kodesh Dami. But then Nechoz Ruleima hold no, it's not called Kodesh Dami, it's only called Kechulin. And therefore the Isha is allowed to touch this water. Since she's only a Sheni Hutoma, a Sheni does not make a Shlishi by Chulin. Yeah. Now the Mishnah says, Umaydim, they both agree, Umaydim, that this Isha is Tfulus Yom, she's not eat Maiser Isha. Rashi says, Kedin Tful Yom, I can't eat Tful Yom. But Tful Yom is not eat Maiser Isha. Now, the Koitza Lachala, when she makes a dough, she's allowed to set aside a piece to make Chala out of it. Uma Kefes, and then she draws that piece near the big dough. So far she could touch it, because so far it's not Chala. But now, the Koran Hashem, now she takes her hands away from it, and now she calls it Chala. Once it's challah, now she can't touch anymore, because once you get to shame challah, it's like kachim, and it's full yom, can't touch the kachim. But before she called it challah, it's not called kachim. So she was allowed to touch it before, until she gives it a shame challah. Now, the yemnofel meiroika, let's say some of her spit falls. Rosa midam tyra, stam adam of the dam tyra now, they're saying that these next 66 days the dam is torah. Our kikus of truma, let's say it falls on a piece of bread of truma, shil tor, lachazim remains tor, that since the isha is not a nida, she's only its fullest yoim, therefore her spit has no tumor on it, her dam has no tumor, therefore if it falls on truma, it remains tor. Beishami says no, tzricha tfila biachreinu, no halacha now. Beishami yoimim, that after the 66 days go by, or after the 80th day, tzricha tefillah b'achronah, she has to make another tefillah. Even though she went to the mikveh after the 14th day, but she has a lot of a tefillah yayim, and at the end of the 80th day, she has to go to the mikveh again. Rashi says, l'yol shumainim l'truma, she has to go again, l'or tebebli t'truma. V'nei shetfullah siyam orachi, v'asticha da'itam l'truma, like she couldn't eat truma in this time. So she was mistiach da'at, so he's saying, get the truma, maybe she's tamei. Therefore, she has to go to the mikveh again. We do not say she's a Messiah Das, and therefore she does not have to go to the mikveh again, teach Shuma. Rashi says though, but the girl for teach Kotshim, that even Basil does agree she has to go to the mikveh again. The Kaimel we hold in the Gemara Chagigon, in the Mechus Sikipurim, Tzrichim Tzvino, like Kodesh. Yes, they have to go to the mikveh again for Kotshim. So for here, she'll have to go to again to be able to teach Kotshim. Just that Shul holds, in order to teach Truma, here it's okay for Truma, you don't need another tefillah. Another Gemara says, the Yom HaMakos, we learned that Torval Viola Oichel B'maisa, that's Lach of a regular Tful Yom. The person that was Tommy touched the Sherets today, and then he went to the Mikvah, so as soon as he comes back from the Mikvah, right away he's not eat Maisa Rishon. So for this Isha also, after the 14 days that she went to the Mikvah, she could eat Maisa. Then it says, V'koitz L'chala. Why? Because before she calls it challah, it's called chulin at chulin lechallah. It's only chulin, regular dough, that set aside that she will take off challah from it. So we hold up until she takes it off, is lav kechallah dom, it's not called kechallah. And therefore, it's not chulin, it's not kachim. Therefore she could touch it. Oma kefes, now after she sets it aside, she's supposed to bring it, draw it near the big dough. The other mark was we learned, mitzvah litra minamukav, means make off truma, you have to do minamukav, from what's nearby, therefore it's a mitzvah litra minamukav. Then it says, v'korul Hashem, that then she calls Hashem, give it Hashem challah. So Mora says, the sarka d'adhim, I would have thought to say, nigza dilma osa leminga bo miyavroi, that maybe we should not let her do this, because maybe we should come to touch it. Because Kamashman, no, we're not afraid. We're not afraid to say that she should be able to call it challah, as if to say maybe she'll come and touch it. We're not afraid. We don't say she'll touch it. She's not going to touch it. Therefore, she can call it challah now, even though she can't touch it anymore. Then it says, let's say some of the spit falls on this. So it's Torah, the time we learned. Mashke tful yayim, mean liquid that comes out from a tful yayim, is kemashke in hanogei behem. It's like mashke that touched them. And what's the law? That the elu, ain the matamim, both remain Torah. Chutz b'mashka azav, shu'avatum, only the mashka, the spit that comes out of azav, the other Torah says, that's called the mayin, that's an avatuma. But if the person's only a tfu yayin, then just he's tamei. But the mashka that comes out of him is not tamei. It's like mashka touching him. Since he's a sheni, he doesn't make the mashka tamei. And therefore the mashka that comes out of him remains Torah. That's the name of the Mishnah. If the mashka goes on top of the bread of Kikur Truma, it remains to her. The Mishnah says that Beshamai, Mai, B'nai, what's the Machlokes between Beshamai and Beshilom? Amar Akhtima, Tful Yom, Orech, Ikur B'nai, like over here. She's a long Tful Yom. I mean, she went to the Mikvah on the 14th day, and she really can't eat Kachim or Truma until the 80th day. Since it's a long time in between, that's the machlokes. Do we say she was mesiach da? She took her mind away from watching herself, so we're afraid maybe she became tummy in between. Therefore, she has to go to the mikveh again in order to teach truma. That's what Beis Shammai holds. Mesil holds no, even though it's a long time in between, we do not say she was Mesir Da, she's still tall, therefore she could eat Truma without going to the mikveh a second time.
The other Mishnah says, Horoya Yoim Echad also. Let's say Nisha sees Dam on the 11th day, like after she finished 7 days of Nida, then it becomes 11 days. If she sees 3 days straight during these 11, she becomes a Zava. Let's say she only sees 1 day during these 11, so that's called the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, meaning with the Uraisa, she's Tomei until the next day, until she watches a little bit of the next day that she didn't see. Then she can go to the mikvah, and then she becomes Tomei with the Uraisa. But that's during the first 11 days. What's going to be on the 11th day itself? Haroya Yom Echad Osa. The Tavla Lerav, and then that evening she went to the mikvah. Or Misham, she lived with her husband. Since it would have been the 10th day, so Shita Shishul Tomei. Because it would have been the 10th or 9th or one of the first days, the Lachris, she has to wait till the next day first to become Torah. At night she's still Tomei. But that's only because the next day she may see again and be mistaken to become a Zava. But here what she saw in the 11th, so we'll soon see that she can't become a Zava anymore. Because even if she sees again tomorrow, she becomes a Nida tomorrow. So after the 11 days. So the question is, this 11th day now, does she midrash have to wait till tomorrow to become Torah? Or could she go to the mikveh right now tonight? So that's the Mishnah says, what's the news? She went to the mikveh tonight, and she lived with her husband. So, Beisham Yerim Mitame Mishkev Moshe Vachyov Mekorvin. Beisham Yerim Midiraisa, she still needs Shimmer. And therefore, she's still Tomei Midiraisa until the next morning. And therefore, if the husband lived with her at night, he's called the Boyal Nidor. And therefore, he's Metah Boyal Zava, Zav Ketanam. Therefore, he has Tumas Mishkev Moshe on him. And also, he's Chayv Mekorvin, because he lived with his Zava.